we'll talk about here momentarily as we welcome to the Minuteman Press guest line, Johnny Whitaker. Good morning, Johnny.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How's it going in Madison today?
It's going great here in all of southern Wisconsin, for that matter. Pretty nice weather now. We're all happily sitting here, and when we want to make an escape, we all think back to our childhood. And you were part of at least a lot of our childhoods, going back as far as Family Affair. And that's, I think, where most people might know you, because it was a more general run TV series. It was a primetime TV
right.
series. You were Jody there, the redhead, really a smart little whippersnapper in that show.
Yeah, you know, the role of Jody was originally set for a 10-year-old boy, but a 6-year-old girl, a 10-year-old boy, and a 16-year-old girl whose parents had died in a car accident, and went off to different, you know, members of the family, and then all came together in New York to be with Uncle Bill, who was our father's brother. And but I had just done a movie called The Russians Are Coming, The Russians Are Coming with Brian Keith. And he insisted that I get seen for a role, not necessarily the 10-year-old boy, because I was only 6.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to the screen test, and I was the only 6-year-old boy there. And when I was screen tested with Anissa Jones, who played Buffy, they said, change the script, we're going to do twins. And that's kind of how I got that job.
Well, the series was fun. I don't know how much you remember about working with Brian Keith all those years ago, but I always thought he was a great actor.
Oh, he was a great human being. He loved kids. He had 4 of his own, and he adopted another 3 or 4, I believe. And just a good man, a bit of a curmudgeon as he got older, and didn't like the NBC brass because he said those little so-and-sos don't know their, anyway, orifices from other orifices. But he was a very good man, kind. And I was able to speak with him just before he passed, about 5 days before he passed. I'd heard that he was very ill, so I was able to get in touch with him and tell him how much he was he meant to me in my life and growing up. And, you know, good man.
Well, that has good memories for me. Sebastian Cabot and Kathy. Actually, you're fulfilling a dual purpose here today for us, Johnny, because we're going to talk about CroftCon. But we kind of have taken back to loving to have the opportunity to catch up with folks that we watched in our young years and kind of the where are they now things. Well, we were lucky enough to have Kathy Garver on a few years ago. So I've completed the remaining cast of Family Affair, basically, and also now within the Cross Super Shows, we had Sid Marty on a couple of about a year and a half ago when they released the whole Cross Super Show on DVD set, and so now we're celebrating 50 years of Sid and Marty Croft, and you went on from Family Affair to do a number of other things, including Sigmund and the Sea Monsters in 1973 on Saturday mornings.
That's right. Yeah, I after Family Affair, my agent got me 4 Disney films in 1971, and then I was scheduled to do a 5th Disney film when Tom Sawyer came up, and she got me out of that and got to star as Tom Sawyer. And this summer in Arrow Rock, Missouri, we're going to have the 50th anniversary of the filming of Tom Sawyer, which is going to be lots of fun. But and then after that, because I was the star of my own show, my agent insisted that I get a portion of Sigmund and the Sea Monsters, so I actually own 5% of Sigma in the Sea Monsters.
Awesome. Well, it's that role which you're going to be representing at CroftCon, which is, I'm guessing, the first of many CroftCons that will happen now after 50 years have passed. That's going to be in Orinda, California this weekend, right?
That's right, from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. And that is, Orinda is Northern California in the East Bay, just east of Berkeley and north of Oakland.
So folks are going to have to hop a plane pretty quick from around here if they want to see it. But again, I think just looking forward to the idea that hopefully this will become an annual event will be pretty cool. I don't want to let you go without talking about how your life changed after those couple of series. A pretty tough time that you went through when Anissa Jones passed away from a drug overdose.
Right. That was in 1976, and I kind of chose to slow my roll a little bit because I didn't want to end up in the same way. But unfortunately, after coming home from a Mormon mission, getting married and divorced, and a really uncomfortable, bad divorce, and then another relationship that ended poorly, I went into drugs and alcohol and sex, drugs, rock and roll, and for about 10 years. But 24 years ago, I got clean and sober and back doing the do.
And you're also, you come out the other side of that stuff. I think there's nobody better, to be a certified addiction counselor and advocate than somebody who's actually lived it.
That's right. And that was me. I am a certified addiction treatment counselor, second level, and been doing that for about 20 years and have my own organization called Paso por Paso, which helps the non-English-speaking addict alcoholic find treatment and recovery. I speak five languages: English, Portuguese, Spanish, French, and American Sign Language.
That is awesome, and good to hear. Things are now working out for you. We look forward to seeing your next projects, as I know you're working on a film and a couple other projects that you got in the works there, Johnny.
Right. We got The Last Evangelist. I am co-starring as the bishop, and you can go to davidheavener.tv and get information on that. And that was lots of fun to film, and we're hoping to get episode 2 going pretty soon. And I've got some films that I've written and a documentary I'm working on, but all it takes is money.
Indeed.
And
well,
right now with the current regime, there's not a whole lot of it out there.
We wish you much success, Johnny. It's great to hear about your comeback here. Obviously, it sounds like there's no slowing you down, and we'll look forward to great things from you coming in the future.
Thank you so much, Tim, and give my best to everybody there in Madison.
Yeah, we will do indeed. Thanks very much.